And now for more on ways police are reaching beyond traditional recruiting tactics and career fairs that departments are hosting at the end of this week, we're joined by KJZZ's Carrie Young. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Law enforcement agencies across Arizona say filling vacancies, especially when it comes to sworn officers, has become a top priority, and a few of them are holding those career fairs this weekend, but the efforts are extending beyond traditional recruitment tactics. So, Carrie, just how many positions are the agencies looking to fill?
Well, depending on the department, it can number into the hundreds. The Arizona Department of Public Safety has 185 sworn officer vacancies. Phoenix PD reports 369 open positions in their agency, and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office says it has 43 open sworn officer positions that they need to fill.
And outside of budgetary restrictions, what kind of challenges are we talking about that officials say they've been facing while trying to stay fully staffed?
Yeah, that's a great question. All three of the agencies that I talked to said the biggest factors that keep people out of the ranks of sworn officers is drug use and unethical behavior. Jerry Williams, the chief of the Phoenix Police Department, said far too often people get disqualified during the polygraph portion of the hiring process because they lie about past transgressions. She says depending on what it was, it may not have been an automatic disqualifier, but lying about it definitely is.
We're not looking for perfect people. We're looking for people who are willing to make a difference and are just honest in their processes.
Now, one way Phoenix PD and a few other departments are trying to deal with the limiting factors that are mentioned, drug use and unethical behavior, is to hook people on wanting to have a career in law enforcement early on. A high school in Glendale, for example, is experimenting with that student public safety academy. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office is also trying to rework some of their hiring strategies, too, so that people interested in law enforcement can enter their department as early as 18. For people that age, they're letting them work as detention officers. They're hoping that will keep kids interested and even help them build their careers through some of those formative years until they turn 21, which is the earliest age that someone can become a sworn officer.
And did officials mention anything about who they're looking to attract or any qualifications favored over others?
Well, with so many vacancies, officials say they really need all kinds of people to fill all kinds of roles. But what was stressed was diversity. Arizona Department of Public Safety Director Frank Milstead said creating a diverse workforce is his agency's top priority, adding that that has several benefits, really. One is that because his department works with all corners of the state, they need officers that are representative of those areas. But then operationally, there are benefits too. Here's how he described that.
When you get those different pieces of diversity, you get an incredible amount of different opinions on how things should be and what things should look like. And if those people who are there are they're speaking truth to power, we as leadership then can make better decisions that impact the department.
And that was DPS Director Frank Milstead speaking with KJZZ's Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.